This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
As healthcare workers continue to fight against all odds during the COVID-19 pandemic, mental health professionals are asking this: how can doctors and nurses protect themselves, not only from being infected, but from the long-term emotional challenges the crisis might bring? WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel brings us a story.
On days when his emotions seem like too much to bear, Dr. Zahir Salul takes the scenic route to and from work.
I look at the trees and the lake, and that gives me some relaxation and help me unwind.
He's unwinding from a day at St. Anthony's Hospital on Chicago's West Side, where he works in the COVID intensive care unit as a pulmonologist. He might be unwinding from a day of losing patients, or a day when his best work and all his years of training and experience don't seem good enough.
Your main concern is which patient I should direct my attention to, because they're more likely to live than the standards of care, which is I'm going to give all the energy and the resources to every patient. We cannot afford to do that when you have a pandemic like this.
That feeling of helplessness is one that experts are worried could lead to increased levels of anxiety, depression, or even lasting PTSD among physicians. Dr. Joan Anzia is a psychiatrist who treats doctors at Northwestern Medicine.
They are going to start to experience burnout, fatigue, demoralization, feel depressed, wake up not wanting to go to work, and then feeling guilty about it, feeling kind of numb and distanced from their work, and disillusioned, like they can't help people.
And it's not only the sheer volume of patients during this pandemic that doctors are worried about. It's that healthcare workers are working in an uncertain environment with changing guidelines, no clear end, and in some cases, a lack of personal protective equipment. That uncertainty can contribute to feelings of being traumatized. That's according to Alexa James at the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
When we don't feel protected in our workforce, in our workplace, we feel unsteady, and we can be more prone to a negative experience that feels like trauma, because we feel so powerless, right? I mean, at the baseline, trauma is powerlessness.
But while the lack of equipment and the particulars of this pandemic might be unique, the high-intensity environment is not. And it's creating an age-old response in healthcare workers.
I call it the fire alarms in your brain.
Again, Dr. Joan Anzia from Northwestern. She's talking about the response that people have to unsafe situations, the so-called fight or flight response, which sends adrenaline through your body to manage it. But Anzia says that fight mode can only last so long before it turns into burnout, something hospitals and mental health experts are trying to find ways to avoid. At Northwestern Medicine, Tony Amberg's full-time job has become helping nurses breathe, stretch, and meditate throughout the day. Rush University Hospital has implemented reverse rounding, where psychiatrists make rounds to COVID unit teams each day to check in on their mental health. Experts say small efforts like these, breathing or taking the scenic route to and from work, will go a long way in helping prevent long-term effects of trauma. But at the end of the day, Anzia says one of the biggest barriers is that frontline workers are used to putting others' health before their own. And she has a message for those folks.
You are terrific. You are doing an amazing job. And you deserve the very best care. You deserve it. You are providing and giving so much to other people. But you need to put on your own oxygen mask first.
Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.